Morning, Gareth. Leanne, how's it? Sia, I'm talking to you from Portugal, a little town called Cascais. And my perception of Portugal before I came here was one of a third world country. And I'm pleasantly surprised. This country is definitely first world, friendly people, very laid back. I think because they're at the bottom of Spain, they believe in the siesta. Sun rises very late here after 7 o'clock and sets late at about 7:30. But the one thing that struck me when I got here was the vivid colors. The sky is bluer than the skies in Johannesburg or even the sky in Cape Town for that matter, and the greens are greener. I don't know if it's got something to do with the pollution in South Africa or maybe we just, I don't know, close to the sun. Maybe the atmosphere is a little bit thinner. On the motoring front, Generation E, in partnership with Nissan and a couple of other vehicle brands, in particular the Jaguar I-Pace and the BMW i3, are currently on a road trip from the 3rd of October from Johannesburg to Cape Town. And their intent is obviously not to use a drop of fuel. As I said, the final destination is Cape Town. And will be reached via Bloemfontein, Gariep Dam, Graafrenet, Port Elizabeth, Knysna, and Worcester. The trip is expected to take about 6 days, so a few sleepovers I'm taking it, although there'll be plenty of activities along the way. And you can or could have joined in the fun by visiting the AC/DC Dynamics Charging Station launch ceremony at Travel Inn in Charlotte City in Kroonstadt on October the 3rd from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Test driver BMW i3, Nissan Leaf and Jaguar I-Pace at Boardwalk Hotel, Port Elizabeth on October the 5th at 4:30. Learn about the latest innovations in electric mobility by taking a tour of the UWILO e-mobility program at the Nelson Mandela University on October the 7th from 8:30. Witness the power of electric vehicles as the road trippers take part in the Sunrise Regeneration Challenge at Simola Yill on October the 8th from 5:30. And celebrate the launch of another AC/DC Dynamics charging station and enjoy test driving the vehicles and experiencing them at the Vineyard Hotel Cape Town on October the 9th from 11. So I suppose you could have done that, but the road trip's almost done. And I look forward to seeing the stories that come out. How many of these cars are going to get stuck? How many are going to make it? How many are not? Now, the next story is, how long do you think the longest Uber trip has been? And let me tell you, 600 kilometers from Port Elizabeth to East London in the Eastern Cape. This was the longest Uber trip ever taken. I wonder, you know, how long other people's Uber trips have been. Has it been, I mean, my Uber trips have never been longer than about, or further than about 10 kilometers max. I wonder what the average Uber trip is. You know, I mean, 600 kilometers, that must have cost a frickin' penny. Or should I say a couple of pounds? Then Toyota is working on robots to assist the aged. Many countries around the world are experiencing a growth in the elderly population, and Toyota has put these robots into a research institute, and they are designed to learn from each other. So like Teslas learn from each other from driving on the roads all over the world, and Tesla's clocked up, you know, more miles than any other electric vehicle and goes into their service. Toyota's doing exactly the same thing, except with robots for the aged. Now, is this the time of the robots taking over the world? Don't know, but they're attacking the aged first. And currently, only prototypes of this robot exist, and Toyota doesn't yet have a date of when these robots will hit the market, but you know, let's wait and see. And then finally, have you ever come out to your parked car and seen it scratched or bumped? Well, this one driver in America came out after parking his car and saw the back bumper of his car heavily scratched and a note left on the bonnet. And he posted this note on Twitter, but what the note said was, "Yo, I hit your car. I'm leaving this note because someone's watching. Wait, they're still looking. Okay, now I'm good. My bad. Peace out, man. The guy wasn't cross at all. He posted the note on Twitter and said, hands down to the funniest thing that ever happened to me. And this tweet got 40,000 shares and 69,000 likes. You can go and have a look at it. We'll tweet a copy of the note as well. That's it from me. Cheers, Gareth. Cheers, Leanne. Cheers, Sia.